Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your, well, semi-late Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is the 25th of February, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming at you in around 5 minutes. Well, if you just can't get enough of Siri on your iOS devices, guess what? Siri's coming to your Mac, too. Yes, after so much rumors and speculation, Mac OS X 10.12 is where Siri's gonna be. This, of course, is all according to 9to5 Mac. No, not from Apple. They would never confirm this until, you know, an actual event day. Now, what we're hearing from those reports is that Siri will have an icon in the OS X menu bar, and also as a user, you're gonna be able to set a keyboard shortcut as well. And just like your iPhone, when your Mac is connected to a power socket, yes, not running on a battery, you're going to be able to say, "Hey Siri, what's up?" We probably shouldn't have to wait too long for this. More than likely, look forward to WWDC coming up in June. So, Google searchers, did you notice when you were browsing mobile today, did those searches go a little bit quicker for you? Well, that's because Google has launched its AMP, yes, Accelerated Mobile Pages project. It has launched today. That's supposed to speed up your loading times on the mobile web. Now, AMP is an open source code framework, and the story behind this, well, what Google does is they ask, you know, website developers and app developers, would you put this little code in there so it'll speed things up for everybody? Thanks. Essentially, what it does is it helps these partners create really lightweight web pages. Now, AMP, of course, has been compared to Facebook Instant Articles and, of course, Apple News. Though, judging by this, I think a lot more people will use this than Apple News. Speaking of Facebook, hey, did you notice you got a few more options today if you like something? Now, me personally, I've had these options for quite a while, and when I seen it, it was news, it kind of was like, huh, really? But yes, apparently worldwide today, you've got more than just the like button. You've got reactions now. And you're gonna have 5 different reactions on Facebook now. You got love, aww, ha ha, wow, sad, and angry. Facebook says they want to give their users an easier and more diverse way to react to their friends' posts. Now, if you've not got the little features yet, don't worry. The iOS and Android apps will have a slow rollout of reactions alongside the web counterpart. And it's pretty simple to do. All you got to do is just hold down the like button. These other things will pop up, and then you can decide how you're feeling at that moment about your friend's posts. Gamers that use Twitch, you'll be happy to know about this. Twitch is finally going to start archiving chat with video broadcasts, which is good because we all know that Twitch is basically community-based, so it would be nice to have a record of things now, wouldn't it? Many users in the community, of course, complained about this, saying you're missing a chunk of what was supposed to be there, man. So that is now all gone as part of the live broadcasting service's bigger push towards video on demand. It will now include the chat log too, which is actually called chat replay. Yeah, how original. Now, of course, you won't always get the full chat. That depends on how disciplined your community is. Twitch says that any unruly users banned or given a timeout will have their messages deleted from the chat archive. And also on the cooler side of things, anyone that is a moderator that can actually access and delete messages after the initial broadcast too. So say something was there and you didn't like it, you can take it out if you're a moderator. Yep, gotta say, Twitch just keeps getting a little bit better and better as the months go by. And finally, are you a Tor user? Yes, I'm talking about being incognito on the web. Yeah, you're a person that just, you know, values your privacy and you don't want to be tracked everywhere, so you use Tor. Unfortunately, by doing so, now you're being treated as a criminal. Well, in some ways or another. Why is it? Well, because about 1.3 million IP addresses, including those used by Google, Yahoo, Craigslist, and Yelp, they're turning Tor users' anonymity network into basically second-class web citizens by blocking them. Or you're going to have a degrading of the services that are offered to you. Now, of course, there are websites out there that block Tor to reduce abuse, but this is kind of a different story. This is more of, we're not going to give you the whole web because we can see what you're doing. And we don't like that we can't see what you're doing. Now, while Google and Yahoo actually don't block Tor users outright, yes, like doing web searches, there are some of their pages or other services that are not available to users that are using a Tor IP address. So what can you do as a Tor user? Well, to be honest with you, not a whole hell of a lot. If you want to stay anonymous, I guess you always have a VPN to choose from. But if you don't want to pay for a VPN and you just want to use Tor, expect that you're not going to get the full World Wide Web experience. The price of privacy. Yes, indeed. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Hop at a hop at a hop on over to the British Tech Network website at BritishTechNetwork.com for all the BTN shows. Get subscribed to all them shows over there. You're going to love each and every one of them. You're not going to want to miss it, especially, you know, the Max Show, the big show coming at you every week. Of course, the news show. Hope you're subscribed. Thank you very much. The Gamer Show. I mean, come on, guys. The list goes on and on. Get on over there and check them all out. Also, stay up to date with what's happening around at BTN by following British Tech on Twitter. You can also follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, the British Tech Slack room for the BTN community. BritishTech.slack.com is the destination for that. As for the news show, oh, yes, indeed. We will be back for tomorrow's Friday edition, getting you caught up on the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, I do hope your Thursday is going well for you. We'll see you for Friday. And thank you very much for listening. Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech... Spit on the mic. Booey!